Hello, 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 hello. Happy birthday to the podcast. Happy birthday to you. Wait, is the podcast a Gemini, bitch? Please tell me no. When does Gemini season start? May 21st, thank God. She's a Taurus, babe. I don't really fuck with Tauruses anymore, but for a podcast, I feel like that's fine. Anyways, also nothing against Geminis. My mom's a Gemini and Sof Mosca's a Gemini, and I think they're both great people, so that's not how I was planning on starting the podcast at all, but that's just the mood we're in today. I just spent way too much time posting random Instagram stories about how I was going to record this podcast episode. And then in true me nature, eventually after 45 minutes, sat down to record this because I got distracted. But today I just want to have a nice chill episode. I have a lot of guests coming up. I'm still planning to do the solo episodes on Mondays. This week was just a little different because I just wanted to take this time for us, you know, for our 1 year in the making, all the guests we've had, all the fun we've had. Not really. We're just going to talk about other stuff on a regular solo episode. So, without further ado, I've prepared a little something that I'm going to read. It's not a poem, don't worry. The other day I was in bed before 8 p.m. I was that tired from a lovely Sunday of coffee, some rolls in the grass, and coaching my little ladies of lacrosse. I was relaxing by finishing the audiobook, How to Do the Work, that I've mentioned a few times, I believe. In it, there was a quote that the author, Dr. Nicole LaPera, or the holistic psychologist, as she goes, shared. We don't remember days, we remember moments. Cesar Pavese. We don't remember days, we remember moments. Okay, I'm actually obsessed with that. I feel like during quarantine, we all really woke up to the reality or like the myth of time, you know? I remember I used to sit at my desk and I watch the seconds go by so slowly. And then right after I started working for the first time, like not at an internship, like a summer internship, like at a full-time job, I went on a vacation with my friend. We actually drove down the PCH together. It was like our little grad trip. And I remember that every single day on that vacation felt like an entire month. But again, it all went by in just like one of those tiny slow seconds of me sitting at my desk. I don't know. It's so hard to describe, but also besides the sun coming up in the morning and setting at night, it's just time has just become so abstract. Feeling for me at least. But I love this so much. Like, I love getting into the feelings. I think I hid from my feelings for so long because I was afraid of them. And when you start to embrace all the feelings, you're like, I don't want to feel this. Like, I didn't want to feel the boredom and regret and confusion and all of those feelings that I used to avoid feeling at my desk. And it was only until I embrace the conscious and the everyday and moment and that type of stuff that I started to just live life better, not by the days, not by a Saturday and a Sunday, not by a Friday night, by an every single day. Like, it's Tuesday, but what does that mean to me? Nothing, because today is the day for me to live my life. Okay, sorry, so dramatic, but do you know what I mean? Like, The days. So that was a quote that I was just really hit home. And I actually keep quotes in my notes app on my phone, We're up to 179 notes right now. Recently deleted 43, and I have 33 songs written in my notepad. So that's how many thoughts that I have that don't get channeled into my podcast, my journal, or my YouTube channel, which you should all go check out because I'm getting a little more confident with it. And I have some friends here that I think would like. I do Wednesday, I do like a sit down episode. Honestly, it's low key like a edited podcast that has more of a storyline or theme than like these ones do. Because I edit out this podcast, as you know, I just go for it. But I'm just trying out everything, guys. So anyways, YouTube at Sarah Bishbay, whatever, I'll put it in the description. I'm so nervous to share, but like, come on, confidence, step into it. It's been fun. I'm actually slowly running out of words today because I did just record an episode that'll be out. It'll already have been out because it's coming out tomorrow, which is Wednesday. This is gonna come out Thursday, and all that good stuff. But I'm gonna read a few more quotes that I really like. So, oh, speaking of the YouTube channel, I'm gonna read a quote that I wrote myself. Grow up, don't give up. Grow up, don't give up. This is the like tagline of my YouTube channel because I feel like my limiting beliefs in my head are like, why are you starting a YouTube channel right now? Like, you're not 21, honey. What do you have to say? Like, this is silly. This is like a kid, teenager's dream. This was never my dream. My dream was to be Britney Spears, well, like a pop star. Like, Britney Spears was my idol growing up, and Shania Twain. And then when I didn't think I was talented enough, I wanted to be a music producer. And then I somehow wanted to be an engineer. So this was never my dream, but like with doing the podcast and having so much fun and like loving TikTok and just loving to do everything, it's my new dream because it's a real career. Like, yes, it makes good money if I can get good at it. And it's like at another job, if I get really good at it, I have the belief that it's like, you know, my friend, she's like just getting a new job now after 5 years. And she's like, I'm so underpaid. I have been making the same amount for 5 years. And it's like, if I can do YouTube and really like, if it's meant to be and I have good shit to share and just like entertaining. You know me, you listen to my voice. Like, I like to be entertaining. I like to teach. I like to share. I like to engage. If I can get good at it in 5 years, my growth and then my compensation for my growth is gonna be amazing. So, grow up, don't give up. We're all gonna grow up. I'm 27. I'm growing up, but I'm not ready to just give up on what things I want to accomplish in my life, people I want to meet, places I want to go, and my YouTube channel is going to encompass all of that. So that's my little plug for that. Okay, we've got another quote. This one won't be by me. Every time you fail, you get the answers to the test. Obsessed with this quote, talking with Trey. He's on TikTok, and how I actually found out about him was, go listen to me and Dally's episode that's been out. It came out last Thursday. It was so good. Her podcast, What the Tech Am I Doing? So clever and cute. We had so much fun. I'm actually going to be on, we already recorded. It's going to be coming out soon, but I'm on an episode of her show and she interviewed on this guy, Trey, who was en route to becoming like a professional NFL player, and then he got a really bad injury and was put to the test and kind of pivoted and used all the strengths that he enjoyed in football into becoming a motivational speaker and being an entrepreneur and all that stuff. And I just like love that because I think sometimes when I've tried my own things, I felt like I failed. And obviously, you've listened to me do episodes on this before, but I felt like a failure, but no, every time you fail, you get the answers to the test. You know it. True failure is like, I know exactly what I did wrong. I feel like imagine taking a test when you're a kid or when you're an adult. I don't know. Adults have to take tests too in some things. It's like you know what you need to study more, you know what you need to what you've got down. And like I just love all different ways to think about failure. So I really liked that. And like the old little perfectionist in me loves the fact that I get the answers to the test. Oh my God. Though taking tests and all that shit really messed me up because I came into life thinking, oh, I'm just gonna do this and it's gonna be right or wrong. That's not the case. And also, I can't just start a new test. Like, I can't just start over. I can't just retake it. Like, we've got to keep building from it. But that's my own personal thing. Okay, next one, next quote. This is like a classic. When I was 5 years old, my mother always told me that happiness is the key to life. When I went to school, they asked me what I wanted to be when I grew up. I wrote down happy. They told me I didn't understand the assignment, and I told them they didn't understand life. John Lennon. Oh, snaps for John Lennon. So beautiful. I love that quote. It's like I'm going to New York. I think when you're listening to this, I've already been or I'm there right now. And there's the strawberry fields. Imagine, what's it called? It's not a mural. It's like mosaic. There's a mosaic in Central Park. Of imagine, and my dad actually made me a collage of it. I will post it on Instagram, and I have it on my wow. I am a little bit much, but I also have it on my like desk decoration, the imagine mosaic. And I love that quote, I love that answer, and I love that perspective. And that's that one. Okay, we have a few more. I hope you guys like these quotes. I like inspirational quotes. So, start small and follow the invisible trail of things that you love. Before you know it, you will land right smack bang in the middle of your calling. Rebecca Campbell. I've read her book, actually, Light is the New Black. I have that's remember when I do those oracle little cards sometimes? Haven't done one for Taurus season. I think I'll just skip it. We're like halfway through, but I'll do one for Gemini season. Those polls that I do on Instagram, that deck is Rebecca Campbell's deck. And I get really hung up on like, what's my purpose in life or, you know, stuff like that that I talk about. And so I like that she's talking about starting small, starting with one podcast episode recording 1 year ago, you know, following the invisible trail. The trail isn't a multiple choice test. I don't know what question's going to be asked next, but that's okay. It's life, it's resilience, it's following the things that you love. And like that's focusing your energy and what you're doing on that and following that. And then before you know it, you'll land right smack bang in the middle. I thought that was so cute. Also, that reminded me of following the invisible trail. I'm gonna see if I can find it on TikTok and I will repost it. But there's this game, the color game, that you can play. This is like so cool. So, say you're on a walk or in exploring a new city. What you do is you go and you see something that's a color. So, say I see like something that's yellow. Like a new spring flower, a spring tulip. Then, as I'm going on my walk, I pick and I look for something else that's yellow, and I keep following this trail of yellow, like all around the city or all around my walk, and just pay attention to it and notice it and enjoy it. I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna do that in a rainbow. I'm gonna go red, orange, yellow, green, blue, purple. How fun! So I liked that, made me think of that. Okay, we've got two more. I'll quote myself again. Okay, this is a side tangent, but When I worked at Hasbro in LA for 6 months, I sat next to this woman who's like my lifelong friend. Her name's Belinda. I wonder if she listened to my podcast. I need to call her. We just have a Snapchat streak, but we haven't chatted in a while and haven't seen each other in a while because of everything. But I would come in and I would quote. I would be like, I just found this quote, and I would say it. And she'd be like, oh, I like that. Who is that? I was like, it's me. Like, I just came in and announced my own quotes to her. She was very, very supportive, but whatever. That's what I'm saying. I'm entertaining, okay? So, this is another quote by Sarah Bischbe. You have a million chances, but you can only take them one at a time. You have a million chances, but you can only take them one at a time. This might be an unpopular opinion, but I just don't believe in like you've got one shot, you've got one chance. I think that yes, you can think that you have one chance, but that's not how life works. Every moment is another chance to do something, to be someone, to create something, to connect with someone. Truly, I truly believe that. Now, some things you might hold on a high pedestal, or you might put a lot of value and energy into them, whether it's positive or negative, and you might think this is my last chance, this is my only chance. And if that makes you feel motivated and excited and comfortable and safe, and that's what you want to subscribe to, yes. But I'm giving the other unpopular opinion of we have a million chances every single day. And so since I have this mindset of like, oh, I have another chance tomorrow to do this or another chance to do this, I get overwhelmed and I want to do everything all at one time, all at the same time, nonstop. And what happens is I get so worked up and overwhelmed with myself that I can't do anything. Because yes, we have the chance every day to be a kinder person, to be more patient, to connect with someone. And we can only do it one step at a time, one foot at a time, one person at a time. And so it's like the macro to micro in one little sentence. Because once you start doing one thing at a time, then you have the energy to really do it all and take your million chances of life, you know? So yeah. You have a million chances, but you can only take them one at a time. And then our last quote that I have written down. See, I have so many more quotes, but I forget to write them down in this notepad. So, like, I need to keep remembering and writing them down. Maybe you guys, I'm gonna put on Instagram when I share this, and maybe you guys can share with me some of your favorite quotes because that would honestly make me so happy. And, like, I would love to add some more to my list. But this is a classic gal, Glennon Doyle. She just dropped a podcast. Shout out to you, Glennon. Welcome to the fam. I mean, I've been doing this for a year. I'm just kidding. I'm not trying to one up Glennon Doyle by any means. But I forget what it's called, but I think it's called We Can Do Hard Things. That sounds right. I'm gonna link it because we love Glennon Doyle. But when trying to understand humanity, seek out firsthand accounts. When trying to understand humanity, seek out firsthand accounts. I feel like this one's a little more unconventional. Like it doesn't scream out to me, but it's really important to me, and especially with the podcast. I have a very intense passion and excitement and joy with connecting with people one-on-one, like I do on the podcast every single week. Most of these people that come on, most of my friends that come on, and by friends, I mean people that I've never spoken to before the call. And as I say, I don't do a lot of editing. We talk for maybe 2, 3 minutes, and then we just get into it because it's my show, and that's how I freaking like to roll. And so every guest that I have on my podcast, they're my firsthand account. They are my, what's your podcast? What's your business? Tell me who you are, what you've been thinking about, how you're feeling. And like as this very watery, signy, Pisces rising, a little bit empathic, a little bit sensitive little soul that I am. I'm probably not like that at all. And you're like, you have the most inaccurate description of yourself ever, but whatever. That aside, stop, my insecurities are coming out. That's me trying to understand humanity. Like, I have a passion for psychology, astrology, like science, math, quantum physics, all that stuff is like my passion. And so that's like, I'm always trying to understand humanity. Like, there's so many things I don't freaking understand. And I can't just sit here and try to think my way into understanding them. I need to seek out these firsthand accounts, and the firsthand accounts are all of you. So that's Glennon for us. So yeah, that was my quotes. We've got a few more things. I do want to say that I don't want to go back to my YouTube channel again, but I do have to say that there's going to be a vlog that I'm posting on Sunday, and it's about my new moon in Taurus coven meeting and the new club that I'm in. So if you enjoy my astrology rambles on this show, I listen to Aliza Kelly, Stars Like Us. How many times have I shouted her out? We know I love her. And I am so into the new moons and the full moons and finding a community around it that I've joined a club called the Constellation Club. And we have these little coven meetings, and I'm like literally a full fucking witch, and I'm so here for it. I'm so here for it. Complete side tangent, but I never like stood up in front of my extended family and was like, I'm like, bye. I just like showed up fresh sophomore, junior, some year in college with like this girlfriend to the Christmas party and like just let people just like kind of roll with the punches because I was in a place at that point in my life where I was like, I wouldn't have to make an announcement if I brought a guy. So, not make an announcement, bringing a girl. Like, that's my angsty bisexual energy coming through. You're all welcome. But wait, what was I saying? The thought has entered my mind, but I am more nervous, not nervous. I'm just making a joke about myself right now, but I'm more nervous to go home and be like, I'm a witch, bitch. I go to coven meetings. Like, not because there's anything wrong with it, because it's my own insecurity, like, of like liking the things that I like and sharing them with my family. Like, I like to be so closed off with my family. I don't know why. I think it's because, okay, this is a good transition. So, I love, love, love when my family randomly like finds my secret projects, like this podcast and stuff. And if they listen, I am so here for it. Also, like, I know my cousin listens and whatnot. Like, I'm so grateful when they do. It's like, I'm like, I don't want to push myself on you. I want you to come, like, I want us to connect and like find common ground, whatever. And so, let me connect the dots for everyone. Coven meeting, Stars Like Us podcast. It's through a Patreon, which I only have one Patreon, and it's with this woman a lot, Aliza. And she did a podcast episode that's only on the Patreon. That's why that detail is important, because you have to pay to listen to it. And it was on 8th and 12th houses. And in astrology, we have the signs, right? Like, I'm always like, I'm such a Sagittarius sun, blah, blah, blah. But there's also the houses. So each sign has a house assigned to it from your birth chart. Also, I will 100% for free, like, pull up your little birth chart thing and, like, tell you some bullshit that I think from, like, using my books if you want me to. And, like, I'll tell you what house your Pisces is in. Like, I know the basics. So just message me if you want that, because it's super fun. But she did a podcast episode about the 8th and the 12th house. Let me just start by saying, like, the first house is identity. The second house is finance and income. The third house is like, the first six houses are kind of like, this is what they are. Even the first seven houses, they're more established. But the eighth house is a little bit more intricate and interesting. And the 12th house is this notoriously demonous, mysterious underworld house. And if you have planets, and specifically planets like a sun or a moon in the 12th house or even in the eighth house, you're gonna have, according to my new coven friends, like you're more interested in astrology, first of all, and you have like more kind of th thoughts maybe that other people don't have, or you might have more gifts that other people don't have. Now, I don't have any gifts that I know of yet, but I've never felt connected or compelled to like connect with ancestry or like family members. It scares me a little bit. And like, I have a really big family. And ever since I went to college, I just felt like I transformed into a new person. Like, I came into my sexual identity. And then I came back, and like, no, to no one's fault, but I felt like I didn't want to explain my new self to like all my aunts and uncles. Like, not that they ever expected me. I just have this weird resistance towards like having deep, deep connections with like my extended family, which I feel like this is normal, my extended family. But like, don't get me wrong, I love like having a connection with my grandmother, and I love having a connection with my mom and my aunt that I go on vacation with, and whatever. And then also with politics and the elections, my family is not all on one quote unquote side at all, even though there's a certain demographic, a certain class status, a certain level of privilege, 10,000% on, there's two sides right now in the political climate. They're on two sides. So with every of those factors, sometimes I just feel less and less connected to people that are outside, just like my parents and my, like, some of my cousins and stuff like that. And so I just think maybe because of some of my placements, like my 12th house moon, or I just like, there's gonna be a lot of emotions and feelings and like maybe even messages and triggers when I'm like around my family or in a room with like all of them. And then if there's other past relatives also in the room, or like, we're getting a little out there here. I think maybe I've just always gotten a little bit overwhelmed, and I didn't know why, and I thought it was just because I was like, this went to college and now I have different things and I live in Boston and I don't see all of them all the time. And we don't have like family reunions. Well, we kind of do. That's a lie. We like kind of have them. But it's only once a year, and I'm like, well, I haven't talked to you since last year, so hi, I'm doing this, the end. Like, whatever. So maybe there's like a little more to it. Like, maybe there's some more energies that I'm kind of like feeling, and it just overwhelms me, so I just shut down. That's just a ramble about what I've been thinking about with that stuff. And I just want to say that I am so grateful for every single person that has listened to one episode, has listened to all 50. We have even more than 50 now. We hit our 50th episode goal a few weeks ago. Please come back to listen to more guests. Please connect with me on Instagram. And my intention with this podcast is to keep it going, keep connecting. You saw my season three stuff. I talked about it. I said, we're here to energize, inspire, and connect. I'm here to share with you. You're always, always, always welcome to share with me. And just as another reminder, I will just plug my schedule with everything just because I did shout out my YouTube. So, YouTube had just started a few weeks ago. I have like five videos up, I think, but we have our Sunday. Well, what day of the week should we start at? Let's start at Monday. So, Monday solo episode podcast, as you know. Wednesday is my sit down, insta bleh, restart. Monday is my solo podcast episodes. Usually every Monday, sometimes we'll miss one. Like Memorial Day coming up, I'm gonna be out of town at a bachelorette. It's gonna be so fun. We're not gonna do an episode that Monday. Just tune in for Thursday for our guest. Wednesdays on YouTube at Sarah Bishbae, SarahBishbae, we have sit down, a little more edited, totally different content though. Sit down videos. Grow up, don't give up, as our quote says. Just go subscribe there. Thursday, we always have our guest episodes. I'll let you know if things change with that, if there's ever another lull again. But we have so many good guests coming up, and it's going to be Pride Month next month. And I want to do something special. I just haven't put my finger on it yet, but we'll figure it out, okay? And then Sunday, we have our YouTube little vlogs. Cute little vlogs. I put music. I do little, I don't know. It's so fun. I have so much fun with it. So Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, that's where you can get everything from me. I'm on Instagram. Sarah Bishbe has her own Instagram now because she's out there. We're putting ourselves out there. We've got the Unemployment Podcast on Instagram, and we've got a little TikTok action going on. Nothing too crazy, but 2021, baby, you're here with me to watch it all come to fruition. I love you. Thank you. Have a great rest of your week. Have a great rest of your day. Have a great weekend, and I'll talk to you next time. Bye. Thanks again for listening. Please take a minute to follow on Apple and Spotify too. It's completely free. It just helps the podcast. And if you really enjoyed today's episode, go to Apple and leave a 5-star rating and a review telling me what you liked. I'm on Instagram, and I'm actually on TikTok too, at the Unemployment Podcast, so we can connect there. Feel free to message me with any guest you'd like to see on the show. And don't forget to check back for new episodes every single Monday and Thursday. If you're listening to this and are a creator, either with your own podcast show or you're on TikTok, I'd love to connect more about the Queer Media Company. So you can email me at hello@sarahbischoff or just message me on Instagram. Thanks. See ya.